No man that carries his cross is casual or indifferent, which is the curse of our generation. Indifference. We don't care. We don't care. The enemy's come in like a flood, and we're watching TV. We don't care. And we haven't borne a cross, because you can't bear your cross and not care. The cross reminds you of sin. It reminds you of suffering. It reminds you of death. It reminds you of eternity. And you can't live a normal life. If you carry something that constantly puts before you sin, suffering, death, and eternity, you can't live normally. The world's drifting on. Hey, did you see Netflix? This new program. And they're drifting along all normal. But you see sin and suffering, death, and eternity. You can't live that way. It's too important. Things matter. So are you carrying your cross? Are you? Are you bearing it, going after Jesus? It reminds you as well of the Son of God, doesn't it? The cross. Though spotless, wore his own cross. Suffered, tasted death for every man that he might be judged of the Father and found faithful as a high priest and mediator of his people. Now desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Yes, I'll give my money. I'll pay my tithe. I'll come to church and do all of that. But no. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Yes, see it, Lord. See it. Is there even one this morning? Is there one? Is someone getting it this morning? Is someone who's living a normal Christian life drifting along, suddenly the Lord's beginning to work and you're beginning to see it? Lord, forgive me. It's been too average for too long. I've been living comfortably. I'm living by my own rules. No more. By grace, I give it up. It's time. It's time to seek the Lord afresh. It's time to go on. It is. It is.